Just wanted to talk a few minutes tonight, some points that we've been talking about in our adult Bible class, and some things I've observed, actually through a movie. Me and Wyatt got to go watch Friday night. Movie was called American Underdog. If you haven't seen it, highly recommend it. Very good story about Kurt Warner. If you're a sports fan, you'll truly enjoy it. It talks about, basically it portrays all the life events of Kurt Warner. It shows how this guy, he literally started from the bottom. Worked his way up. He played at Northern Iowa, very small school, got little recognition. But he was able to work his way up to an NFL quarterback, an NFL MVP, and eventually a Super Bowl MVP. I mean, he literally, from the ground up, bottom of the barrel. The guy was bagging groceries 5 years before he became a eventual Super Bowl quarterback. That being said, along with our recent studies, it's easy to put in perspective about being a Christian. And what I'm trying to get at is this: as we studied in our Bible class, there's no quote unquote paying your dues. There's no working your way up from the bottom. You don't have to be a Christian for X number of years to inherit that heavenly home. You simply have to follow God's plan of salvation. And He's prepared that way for us. And if you'll turn with me to Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2, I'm reading from the New King James Version. And let's begin in verse 11. For there is no partiality with God. For as many as have sinned without law will also perish without law. And as many as have sinned in law will be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just in the sight of God, but the doers of the law will be justified. For when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do things in the law, these also not having the law are a law to themselves, who show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and between themselves their thoughts, accusing or else accusing them, in the day when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel. These thoughts have just kind of resonated with me as we get into a mindset of, as we kind of brought up in our Bible class, a hierarchy of Christians. There is no hierarchy. So in a matter of speaking, what I'm talking about is I'm a Christian. Bill's a Christian. Hank's a Christian. We're all Christians. We all have the same opportunity to inherit that home in heaven with Christ. In Romans 1, in chapter 5, Paul explains that the apostles were given authority to bring about obedience of the faith. And then later in Romans chapter 6, he expresses relief because the Christians he was writing to had become obedient to the standard of teaching. And in this, we see that salvation, while it was an act of grace on God's part, it's not passively obtained. We have a simple plan that God has created for us. In order to become a Christian, there's a process to follow. And this being Wednesday night, we always offer an invitation. And it's a simple plan. Number one, we have to hear the gospel. Romans chapter 10, verse 17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is the first step of salvation in the gospel of Jesus Christ. The eunuch obeyed the gospel after Philip had preached to him in Acts chapter 8. It is the gospel by which men are called to obtain glory in Christ. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Second part of this is we have to believe in Jesus as God's Son. Mark 16, 16, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. After those men in Acts chapter 2 heard Peter preach the gospel, in verses 14 through 36, they came to believe. This is manifested in the fact that they were cut to the heart, in verse 37. Step 3, repent of your sins. God now commands all men everywhere to repent, Acts chapter 17. After one hears the gospel and believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, he must be willing to repent of his sins. And after hearing and believing, those in Acts chapter 2 were told to repent. Number 4, confess faith in Christ. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation, Romans chapter 10. After hearing, believing, and repenting, one must be willing to confess his faith in Jesus as the Son of God. In Acts chapter 8, after the eunuch had heard and believed the gospel, and before Philip baptized him, he confessed his faith in Jesus as the Christ. Step 5, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. After hearing, believing, repenting, and confessing faith, one must humbly submit to Christ by obeying the command of baptism. It is baptism that connects one with the blood of Christ, which washes away his sins, so baptism can be said to wash away sins. Acts chapter 2. It is baptism which places one in Christ where salvation is, in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 10. In each case of conversion in the book of Acts, each obeyed the command to be baptized. Those at Pentecost, the Samaritans, the Ethiopian eunuch, Saul, who we all know later to become Paul, Cornelius, Lydia and her household, the Philippian jailer. Finally, step 6, we have to remain faithful. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life, Revelation 2 and verse 10. The gospel teaches that once one hears, believes, repents, confesses, and is baptized to become a child of God, he must then remain faithful to the Lord until death in order to finally make it to heaven. It's as simple as that. And it's not Mark standing up here telling you this. It's in this great book we have right here. It's what we've all read. It's what we've all studied. I'm sure tonight there is someone here who is yet to make that good confession of faith. Somebody who needs to make that step in order to have that hope of eternity in heaven with Christ. Tonight's the night. It's time to quit waiting. I don't know what the reason is you put it off. I remember when I was 15 years old, when I was baptized, I was scared to death walking down that aisle. But I'm here to tell you, it's the best decision I ever made in my life. If you've not made that good confession of faith and been baptized, please do it tonight. If you've been baptized and sinned and need to make that right tonight, we're here as well. We'll pray with you. Come forward, we'll make it right. If any of these apply to you, won't you come forward while we stand and sing?